It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light. It was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. That, of course, is the great beginning to Charles Dickens's A Tale of Two Cities. And to me, it seems especially true right now. As the new year gets underway, it's the age of radical flux and the age of paralysis, a time of yearning for authenticity and a time when 5 or 10 million people watch the Kardashians on TV every week. So where do we go from here? What's in store for our culture in 2012? Joining me to predict the shape of things to come are Paul Rudnick and Mary Elizabeth Williams. Paul is a playwright and screenwriter. Mary Elizabeth Williams is a cultural critic for Salon.com. Paul, Mary Elizabeth, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you.
So at the risk of outing you both as reality TV addicts, what version of America are we going to see reflected on television in 2012?
Well, I'm not a reality TV addict. It's just an occupational hazard for
me. Research.
I have to watch Toddlers and Tiaras. I have to watch Hoarders. It's part of it's
now,
part
Toddlers
of my
and Tiaras. Yes, that's great. Now, what is going to be the next thing, though? Because it seems to me Hoarders and Pawn Wars and Storage Wars and all those are the result of what we did a few years ago, which is buying too much crap, kind of crazily. So what are we doing? What have we been doing that will now appear as a new generation of reality programs?
Well, maybe I'm just optimistic, but I would like to believe that the activism that we've seen really swelling in the last few years will lend itself to somehow being cheapened in the reality genre.
So Tea Party, Occupy, SmackDown?
I can totally see a Tea Party, Occupy, SmackDown kind of a reality show. Absolutely. I can see, you know, you see like the Morgan Spurlocks and the Michael Moores have already dipped their toes into television. And I think there's going to be more of that. I think we're going to see activism on TLC, extreme activism Hoarders.
Really?
Teen Moms.
I can imagine that.
Well, Kim Kardashian has announced a New Year's resolution in which she said that this year she wants to be more simple. And I thought, mission accomplished. I know. Check.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to something called Shipping Wars, which is kind of the next stage after Storage Wars and Pawn Stars, because it's about shipping, particularly.
You're making this up, or is
no,
this
no,
real?
No, this is real. In which different shipping companies, often very independent contractors, bid to ship particularly ungainly objects like Vegas lobby sculptures or camels, and how to wrap them and how to get them on the flatbed, plus the real hands-on hunting and killing shows, the ones where people grab catfish with their hands from holes in the riverbed. I think that seems much more, you know, authentic.
So what about music? I mean, auto-tune has been the rule of the day in pop music for the last decade or so. It can make us all sound reasonably good. Will it be more and more auto-tune and fakery, or will it be, you know, the totally authentic, not skinny Adele kind of?
Well, Kesha has an album coming out this year, so clearly auto-tune is not going to die anytime
soon. I'm glad you pronounced that name, because I've never pronounced it not knowing exactly how to do so. So now I know.
You're welcome.
When I first heard that, I always thought she sounded Yiddish. You know, she sounded like something, a curse my grandmother
Kesha
would
and
use.
And the Klezmeides.
Exactly.
I think, well, you know, Mumford & Sons have an album coming out this year, and the Black Keys have a brand new album that just came out last month. I think, you know, the first half of 2011 to me was so much about just how bad can it all get entertainment-wise. And then in the second half of the year, with people like Adele really breaking through, you know, you started to see, I think some of us as consumers of music and television and movies were saying, okay, I need something that sounds a little real. I need something that is authentic. You know, it's the uncanny valley aspect, right? That when things get a little too fake, that when things get real and fake, that we start to get creeped out. And now we've had this era where it's all been very fake and plastic sounding. And I think the natural trend, the natural inclination is going to be for something that's very different. What we love most musically, artistically, is always what's different.
Is there a new cultural artifact that's going to appear this year that will be the spectacular disappointment in a way that, for instance, the Spider-Man musical was?
Although Spider-Man musical just broke all kinds of box office records.
Yes. It's oddly rebounded and will be eligible for Tony nominations.
But it won't actually win Tonys, will it?
But I think it might get nominations because it's such a sparse field this year. So many musicals have bombed along the way and closed so early that Spider-Man, it's a genuine possibility. Plus, I think that the theatrical community can sometimes reward success because it does keep people employed.
I think that in terms of what's going to bomb out this year, I was talking to a friend of mine who's the film critic for Salon yesterday, Andrew O'Hare, and he was saying that he really gets this sense that these superhero movies have kind of played out and that the Joss Whedon Avengers really won't be as big a hit. It'll be the Tron.
Really, it has
this
big want to see among my children.
But. Yeah. But it's you look at Captain America and you look at Tron, and it does take a lot. I mean, the new Spider-Man movie will probably do well, but these kind of very formulaic, full of action heroes movies aren't money in the bank anymore because they don't really appeal to the fanboys in the way that they once did.
And 3D, have we seen the peak of the excitement over 3D?
Well, if I had been sitting here 2 years ago and said to you, 3D is going to be so not going away that there will be a 3D version of The Great Gatsby, I think you both would have laughed at
me. And that's true?
Yes, 3D version of The Great Gatsby, Baz Luhrmann.
I've always wanted Nick Carraway
to be coming
3D.
At me.
Exactly.
Coming out, leaping off the screen. The car accident's going to be pretty amazing.
And that's true. What about Facebook? I've been waiting for Facebook to peak and be over. It is having its big IPO and going public shortly. Is it doing it just in the nick of time?
Social networking in general is never going to go away now. It's too important. It's too much a part of the conversation. But I think we have reached a point of kind of saturation with a lot of our distractions. And we need some of our free time back. We need some of our lives back. And some of that's going to have to take place offline.
Paul, you are old school, right? You are not a big social media user.
No, I'm a very crude social media user, although I read it. There was a piece by Lynn Hirschberg in W once where she said that Facebook allowed everyone to have their own reality show, which I thought was very true. And I think a lot of the new Tumblr, things like that, that allow you to share.
Everyone can be famous to 15 people.
Or at least share their lives on a more heavily produced level and a more heavily Photoshopped level. And I think that will continue because I think nowadays almost more than movie blockbusters or music, people are always waiting for the next 10 event. I think that was part of the reason that outpouring of grief over Steve Jobs, that it was sort of as if Santa had died and who was going to make our next toy.
Maybe this 15 years of constant radical flux and newness in technology that has discombobulated the entertainment and media industries is slowing down and maybe that's not such a bad thing.
But what's interesting is you look at what the iPod app, Apple's app of the year was Instagram. And this, you see how we're clinging to...
Which is just a way of sending pictures.
It's a way of sending pictures, but it's a way of kind of making them look dirty and scratched up and old. And I find that really interesting. And, you look at some of the biggest songs of last year, they were songs with whistling on them. And I think, and Justin Bieber did a steampunk video. There's this desire to, taking the technology and just making it look old and making it look roughed up and very shabby. We're just shabby chicing everything.
As Sam Goldwyn said, once you can fake sincerity, you've got it made in Hollywood. Paul Rudnick, Mary Elizabeth Williams, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we also want to know what you think is going to happen during 2012. Tell us your cultural predictions for the new year at studio360.org. Just shoot.